Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This programme looks at the career of Richard Conte, the no-nonsense gangster actor who personifies film noir. I hope you enjoy the show. Nicholas Richard Conte was born in Jersey City, New York, in 1910, the son of a seamstress and a barber. He had jobs as a truck driver, a clerk, then a singing waiter before he began acting in New York City. In 1935, he was spotted by Elia Kazan and John Garfield, and Kazan helped him gain a scholarship to study acting. He made an outstanding Broadway debut in 1939 and made his screen debut the same year in Heaven with a Barbed Wire Fence, which was also the screen debut of Glenn Ford. He did more time in theatre and had to wait 4 years to get his next film role, which was in Guadalcanal Diary in 1943 with William Bendix, Anthony Quinn, Richard Jekyll and Preston Foster. It's a great war movie and was made just 1 year after the actual Battle of Guadalcanal. Here's The Marine Hymn by Jacques Offenbach. Several parts in war films followed until the end of the war, and in 1945 he starred in his first film noir called The Spider, set in New Orleans. Later in 1945, he made another war movie called A Walk in the Sun with Dana Andrews, Lloyd Bridges and John Ireland. It's a great picture, with well-drawn characters making up the platoon of GIs who are walking across Italy in World War II. Here's William Gillespie singing Just a Little Walk in the Sun from the end of the movie.
It was just a little walk in the warm Italian sun, but it wasn't an easy thing. And poets are writing the tale of that fight and songs for children to sing. Let them sing of the men of a fighting platoon. Let them sing of the job they've done. How they came across the sea to sunny Italy and took a little walk in the sun. It's that walk that leads down through a Philippine town, and it's Highway 7 north of Rome. It's the same road they had coming out of Stalingrad. It's that old Lincoln Highway back home. It's wherever men fight to be free.
In 1946, Conte hit pay dirt by getting cast opposite James Cagney in 13 Rue Madeleine, directed by Henry Hathaway. Cagney is the head of the Allies' spy intelligence and has to find a double agent within the ranks. It's very authentic, using real locations, and Conte excels. Here's the stirring opening music from David Buttolph. Throughout the rest of the 40s, Conte turned out a stream of high-quality noirs. Somewhere in the Night, Call Northside 777, Cry of the City, House of Strangers, and Thieves' Highway. In Call Northside 777, he played opposite James Stewart, who plays a reporter interested in solving a 10-year-old murder that Conte has been committed for. Here's Alfred Newman's opening score. Cry of the City followed in 1948, with Conte playing opposite Victor Mature. Their relationship is interesting. Mature is the cop who's an old friend of the family and tries to divert Conte from a life of crime. Alfred Newman again provided the score. This is the opening credits music. Conte's appeal was in the mode of John Garfield, who discovered him, the likeable guy who's had a tough upbringing and wants to lead an honest life, if only people would give him a break. But Conte acts more self-assured than Garfield did, and reminds me of the way George Raft held himself. House of Strangers came next in 1949, directed by Joseph Mankiewicz, with Susan Hayward and Edward G. Robinson. Here's some Rossini, Largo al Factotum, from The Barber of Seville. Also in 1949, Conte made Thieves' Highway with Jules Dassin, a first-rate noir also starring Lee J. Cobb. By now, Conte had established himself as the noir actor to go to, and he carried his run in this genre forward into the 1950s with Otto Preminger's Whirlpool. Here's David Raxin's theme. Whirlpool was the last of Preminger's noir films with Fox, and it was also Conte's last Fox film. But his noir career continued unabated. The Sleeping City was followed by Under the Gun, Hollywood Story, The Raging Tide, and The Blue Gardenia by Fritz Lang, all solid films, mostly for Universal. Here's Nat King Cole singing the title song from The Blue Gardenia. In 1954, he made Highway Dragnet with Joan Bennett in locations around California. It was Roger Corman's first production job. Then in 1955 came The Big Combo, a top-notch film noir, also starring Cornel Wilde and an early role for Lee Van Cleef. David Raxin provided a great score. Here's the opening titles music.
Thank you.
New York Confidential and The Big Tip-Off came soon after, but for some reason the American public had grown tired of film noir and Conte's star began to wane. Films in other genres followed, but he moved into more television work for the 60s. The Brothers Rico should have been a success, being back in his genre, but the screenplay didn't do justice to Georges Simenon's story. In 1960, Conte made the original Ocean's 11 with the Rat Pack. It featured a great soundtrack, and this is Sammy Davis Jr. singing the classic EO 11.
Someday I'll have me a chauffeur and a block-long limousine, EO 11. EO 11. Someday I'll have me a penthouse, stacks and stacks of Bowling Green, EO 11. EO 11. It's all a state of mind, whether or not you find that place down there or heaven. In the meantime, EO, EO, EO 11, EO 11, EO 11. Real dead. Once I had me a dream, but that dream got kicked in the head. Dream dead. I nearly had me that chauffeur and that block-long limousine, EO 11, EO 11. I nearly had me that penthouse, all them stacks of Folding Green, E11, 11. Some judge is gonna say, I'm putting you away. Four score years and seven. In the meantime, EO 11, 11. Ooh, do it, do the till you do it, and ski, do it, and squee, do dow.
He'd obviously made an impression on Frank Sinatra, as a few years later he was cast in Sinatra's two Tony Rome movies, Tony Rome and Lady in Cement. This is Nancy Sinatra singing the title song from Tony Rome.
Mothers, lock your daughters in. It's too late to talk to them, 'cause Tony Rome is out and about, and Tony Rome will get 'em if you don't watch out. Tony Rome will get 'em if you don't watch out. Pussy cats that run astray, he will bring them back. Don't watch out. Love is for those who have the time to. Rome is for those who are inclined to. Ladies' hearts or diamond rings are not very special things when Tony Rome is watch out.
He regularly made films throughout the 60s, but none were of any substance. But in 1972, he landed the role of Don Barzini, Don Corleone's enemy, in Coppola's The Godfather. Originally, the film was going to be a low-budget picture, and Conte was considered for the lead role of Don Corleone, together with Ernest Borgnine. However, as the source novel became a huge success, so the film's budget increased, and bigger names entered the frame for the part. This is J.S. Bach's Passacaglia and Fugue in C minor. Around this time, Conte became sought after in Europe, and in the early 70s he made close to a dozen films in Italy, nearly always cast as a mob boss. The same thing had happened to Jean Gabin in France. Amongst these, there are a few that stand out. Il Boss by Fernando Di Leo, L'Onerata Famiglia by Tonino Ricci, and No Way Out by Duccio Tessari, which also starred Alain Delon. Conte's private life contained no scandals. He was married twice and adopted a son who became a film editor. He died of a stroke in Los Angeles in 1975. His legacy isn't made up of drunken exploits, multiple affairs, or inflammatory quotes. If any actor personifies the golden age of film noir, it's Richard Conte. Here's Ornella Vanoni singing L'Appuntamento from No Way Out.
Ho sbagliato tante volte ormai, che lo so già. E oggi quasi certamente sto sbagliando su di te. Ma una volta in più che cosa può cambiare nella vita mia? Accettare questo strano appuntamento è stata una pazzia. Sono triste tra la gente che mi sta passando accanto. Nostalgia di rivedere te è forte più del pianto. Questo sole accende sul mio volto un segno di speranza. Sto aspettando quando a un tratto ti vedrò spuntare in lontananza. Se tu non arrivi, non esisto, non esisto, non esisto. È cambiato il tempo, sto piovendo, ma resto ad aspettare. Cosa il mondo può pensare, io non me ne voglio andare. Io mi guardo dentro e mi domando, ma non sento niente. Sono solo un resto di speranza perduta tra la gente. Tra le dita.